Steak 48, Chef Raul Del Pazzo. How are you today?
I'm doing amazing. Yourself?
I'm great. Thank you very much. And like so many restaurants, it's hard to pick just one to say, okay, we want to talk about Mother's Day. But this would be taking your mom to Steak 48 Chicago would be a very special experience, I think. Can you talk about what you're doing for Mother's Day?
Yeah, well, actually, we have extended hours for this Mother's Day. We're opening starting at 11 a.m., and we're going all the way to 9 p.m., so able to fit as many moms in as possible. But we are offering our full menu with no limitations, and we are featuring a couple items. So we are featuring our petite 8-ounce.
Whoop. Why is this happening to me? I don't know. It's a call that was disconnected. So when we were disconnected so rudely, you were saying what?
Oh, so we're actually open for extended hours on this Mother's Day. We're going to be opening at 11 a.m. And going all the way to 9 p.m. So they would have packed as many moms in as possible. But what we are featuring is our 8-ounce petite filet. We're featuring caviar service sponsored by Sasanian Caviar. And we have four different flights of caviar in that. And we are having launching a couple new menu items as well, which is the reason that we're having this amazing phone call, right? We have a new boars and whipped mashed potatoes. We've got an Alaskan king crab shells and cheese, which is like a just beautiful Velveeta mac and cheese, blistered shishito peppers, and we're going to be launching a whole bronzino filet, which is just going to be brilliant, especially for coming up onto Mother's Day.
Okay, so this is worse than just listening to Dean. Now I'm starving just by talking to you. I was hungry listening to him. Now I'm really hungry. So this sounds amazing. I want to go back to the caviar. A flight of caviar. I mean, to me, and please, chef, excuse my ignorance, but caviar, I thought, fish eggs. It's all the same. But I guess that's not the case. If you can have a flight, like you'd have a flight of beer, that I know about, that there must be variety.
Correct. We offer four different varieties of caviar. And each one of those, it just depends on the palate that you have, you know. Some of the caviar are saltier than others, some are creamier than others, you know, some of the pearls have more firmness than others. And so we really we teach our amazing servers to guide the guests through the best experience possible based off of what it is that the guest is looking for, you know. And that not only does it go through the whole menu, but that especially specializes in caviar service.
Now, how much would I think, you know, caviar is associated with Elizabeth Taylor in the movies in the 1940s when she walked into a fancy restaurant or something, you know? I mean, I'm curious, how much would a flight of caviar be?
Well, we have caviar starting from $150 and going all the way up to $350 per ounce. This includes a healthy portion of blinis and accoutrements to be paired with it.
Now, why is caviar so expensive? I suggest it's not just because it was in movies back in the 1940s as something you'd order that's very fancy. There must be a reason for that. What is the reason?
Well, caviar takes a lot to produce. It comes from only one fish, and there's many varieties of this fish, but typically it comes from the sturgeon, white sturgeon, or usa-usa, as they call it. But the pearls are extracted from the fish and then cured, dried, and this is a very long process. And then from that, it has to be shipped around the country. So caviar, you know, within itself, just carries a high price point before it even gets to our doors.
Now, if all the caviar, again, please excuse my great ignorance here, if it all comes from the same kind of fish, a sturgeon, then how can, they're fish eggs, so how can the sturgeon produce different kinds of fish eggs?
Well, there's, like I said, there's different varieties of sturgeon.
Aha.
And as there's different, you know, varieties or species of this of sturgeon, there's also different ages of that sturgeon. And so the older the fish, the eggs change. You know, they become clearer, they become softer pearls, versus the younger fish is going to have a firmer pearl as well. So this is not just from variety to variety, but from age of that fish as well.
So I would suggest that you don't have fishermen going into the middle of the ocean, casting a line, hoping for a sturgeon, then getting a sturgeon, if they're lucky, looking at the sturgeon, saying, oh, it's a female, so that'll work, and then looking to see if there are fish eggs in that sturgeon. I think that would be really expensive. So how is it done?
Can you repeat that one more time?
How is it done? How is caviar gotten to restaurants?
Well, caviar is for the majority is farm produced. You know, these amazing farms, they raise their fish like cattle, and they raise them to produce eggs. Once they've harvested those eggs, they don't slaughter the fish. They keep the fish. They care for the fish. You know, the longer that they have the healthier fish, the longer that they can continue to produce, you know, a beautiful pearl. And that's the end goal here. It's these farms are family owned, and they've been in business for many, many, many years.
And once the caviar is gotten from the sturgeon, does the sturgeon live through this process to produce more eggs?
Of course.
Oh, that's wonderful. Especially for the male sturgeons involved in all this. So that's a good deal for them. They don't have to do anything except do what guys sometimes do. I want to change
Absolutely.
Topics just a little bit, Chef. At Steak 48, you have a policy, I believe, to encourage all guests, it says on the website, to, quote, get dressed for a great experience. I bring it up for this reason. John Williams, I think it was John, I've heard it on this radio station, has talked about this topic. And this is a subject that's been increasingly spoken about, as several restaurants, you're not alone, have said, you know what, it's about time that we present a certain image, and it's only fair to other diners. So this is taken exactly from your website. In order to maintain an enjoyable environment for all our guests, athletic wear, sleepwear, slippers. Who comes to a restaurant wearing their pajamas? I don't know. Excessively revealing clothing or exposed undergarments will not be permitted. We prefer no printed t-shirts, hats, or visors. We appreciate collared shirts or sport coats. For guys, I assume, please dress as always your elegant selves. You are going to have a great time at one of the finest steakhouses in Chicago. And you are not, again, the only restaurant who's jumped on board to say this. And as I read this, I don't know, you tell me, 312-981-7200 quickly. Text even or call and tell me if you are saying, yes, it's about time. Or you're saying, I don't want to be restricted. I go to a restaurant, I could dress how I want to. But I think most people who would go to a steakhouse, a restaurant like yours, a rather upscale restaurant, or your restaurant, Steak 48 Chicago, are celebrating the fact that you're taking a stand. Is this based on the fact that you've gotten complaints from other diners? Or is it something that you just felt, all right, we needed to do this?
Well, that's an incredible question, and this is a, you know, something that has poisoned the restaurant community. I would say nationwide, not just Chicago. What we're noticing is that, you know, post COVID, diners have become more relaxed, you know, in how they dress and what they're wearing coming into our environments. And unfortunately, what has happened from that is a lot of our guests feel uncomfortable when people aren't matching the level of effort they're putting into it as well. You know, we're a restaurant where we want to celebrate you, no matter what that is, whether it's a special occasion or whether it's just an everyday Tuesday date night. But it has to be both ways. You know, we want you to come in being your best, feeling your best, feeling great. And whenever you dress up, you feel so much better. You feel like $1 million, and that's what we want. We want to give you the experience that you're feeling. We want to personify that. And then ultimately, you know, going in slippers and sandals and, you know, basketball shorts and a t-shirt, we're just not that kind of a restaurant. We are a upscale, formal, fine dining, family-run restaurant, and we want to provide that incredible experience back to our guests.
So people have really come in wearing pajamas? And if so, are they the kind with the feet?
That's funny. I've never seen anybody in a onesie, but you know, we have seen many, many people, you know, with socks and sandals or, you know, even tank tops, ladies wearing extremely revealing clothing. And ultimately, you know, most places, they're totally fine with that. But, you know, in a family-run environment and in an upscale environment like this, we really encourage guests to dress their absolute best, you know. And whatever that may be, our managers and our amazing hosts at the front door are always going to help guide our guests through a great experience.
Well, for what it's worth, Chef, texters here agree with you. And one adds this. How about playing videos on your phone at dinner and you hear those videos, maybe even see them, even if you don't want to see them at the next table? I mean, bringing civility back, I don't think I'm a prude by any nature. I think it's the right thing to do. And it's respect not only for the restaurant, actually, and for yourself to some degree, as you point out, but I think to other diners most of all.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that, especially to the video comment. It seems that as diners, we're forgetting that we're not the only ones, you know, in our world, and there's other people around us that we affect.
Yeah, boy, oh boy, the texts are coming in, absolutely agreeing. So here's the question I have for you. I'm talking to Chef Raul Del Pazzo of Steak 48 Chicago. Where is Steak 48 Chicago?
Oh, that's funny. So we're located just outside of Streeterville, up on the north side. Can you hear me? It seems like
no, I hear you perfectly
on my end.
No, I don't know about the phone lines, but I could say this for more information: it's steak48.com/steakhouses/Chicago. And did you check the address?
Hello? Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're on 615 North Wabash Avenue. It's right in the heart of River North, just outside of Streeterville.
All right. From Steak 48 Chicago, happy Mother's Day to you, Chef Raul Del Pazzo. Go enjoy some of that fancy caviar.
Awesome. Thank you all so much for having us on the show, and it's a pleasure. Hopefully we see each other soon.